All right, guys. Question. So, you know, Memorial Day is here. While we are still quarantined, we got to think about our summer plans. Like, what is everyone's summer plans now that we're still stuck at home? I'm going to start with Frank.
Woo! Well, you know, they closed all the beaches, you know, so my Orchard Beach is closed. Jones Beach is closed. So I'm going to have to hit the rooftop, guys. Yeah. I'm going to have to go to the goal, you know, to the eighth place overlooking the GW Bridge this summer.
That's wow.
Yeah, okay. Man.
Well, similar to Frank, first of all, I didn't even know it wasn't the summer, because what month is it? I thought we were already in summer. So thanks for the clarity on that. I appreciate knowing that we haven't hit that equinox yet. But anyway, I've been using my Stimmy money on Target.com, baby. Stimmy! And I've been sprucing up my backyard, which has truly become my mommy oasis. It has been my escape. So I'm just kind of like pretending it's a galleria from my grandmother's house in DR and buying everything on Target.com's patio clearance section. Nice. Bagel!
Well, I haven't told Frank this, but I'm also going to be in the rooftop, but I'm actually going to be creating an app that can get people to go to his roof. We're going to charge money, and we know the super. So I'm going to be working on that so we can be making extra money. And Frank could be the bouncer.
That's dope.
Jamie.
I bought a slip and slide, so I'm just gonna put that in my living room. And I'm just gonna be slip and sliding in my living room. It's big enough. If I get a nice running start, I think it'll feel like summer, you know what I mean? Hey Seuss, let's end it off with you.
I think I'm gonna find an indoor pool somewhere. That'll be nice. We gotta stay indoor probably, so do that. And definitely not taking off my shirt. I'm way behind on the summer body. This quarantine, you know, just my metabolism's already slow, so this slowed it down way more. It put a lot of stress on it. So a Pro Club 5X is what I'm gonna wear to the beach.
The Latinos Out Loud Podcast.
Yo, 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 yo. Yes, yes, yes. This is us. You're in the right place, I think. Maybe not, but join us. It's the Latinos Out Loud Podcast. How are ya? I'm one of your hosts, Rachel La Loca.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up? This is Juan Bago in the bunker down in the Boogie Down Bronx.
Yeah.
What's up? This is Jay Ferns from Washington Heights.
GG. This is Frank Nibs. 1, 2, 3 from Washington Heights. Yeah, GG.
Wait, that's not the area code.
We're so happy to have a friend in the Zoom room right now. Please give it up one time for comedian Jesus Trejo.
This is Jesus Trejo from the LBC.
Hi.
Hey, what's the sign? What's the sign?
East side. Oh, what's the sign? I thought you said, what side? East side. I'm like, oh, man. Now, I have a question, Juan. I see you got a microphone, but it's one of those Yeti mics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you dangling upside down, or is that mic upside down? Because usually they got, like, the bass.
I'm wearing sunglasses because I'm upside down, so I'm hiding the fact.
Yeah. I like your style.
I'm hanging upside down. So when I disappear, I'm just trying to catch my breath.
Mike's a vampire.
I just want to start it off right now. You're an actor, stand-up comedian. But as an artist, how are you doing? How are you doing? Mental health, like, how are you doing right now?
Mental health-wise, I'm good, you know, just trying to find the, you know, you don't fix the rim, you fix the shot. So I'm trying to stay, you know, creative, you know, changing up my morning routine, seeing what the new normal is, you know, for me at least. But yeah, just finding my new groove. I think I found it. Just trying to stay productive. But I feel okay given everything. I mean, I do miss stand-up and, you know, the old normal. But, you know, moving forward, even the normal in the future, I think is going to be different. So, you know, you might as well brace for impact and get ahead of it now.
Have you done banana bread yet?
Banana bread? I have not.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've been cooking eggs. All these YouTube videos, it's like different ways to cook eggs, and I saw this video, bro, where they whipped up an egg and it made it all fluffy. And I tried to do that, man.
Yeah, I saw it. You failed.
I failed. I just had eggs. I just had regular eggs. It wasn't. It looked nothing like the video.
I try to do Gordon Ramsay's eggs. You see, like he like abuses his eggs. I try to look at a YouTube tutorial. He's just like, you gotta hit it hard. Keep hitting it. I was like, I can't do this. Like, I'm gonna just keep it. I'm gonna just keep it like my normal, old school eggs.
The other thing is, have you hit that point of the doing the dishes? You're done with it. Like, are you just gonna get plastic now, or have you still got some dishes in you?
You know what? I definitely the most recent trip to the grocery store, I definitely bought paper plates because I'm like, man, let's be efficient. Because there's books I want to read that I haven't. I gotta read some of these books in my background of my bookshelf, but. Yeah, I was spending too much time washing dishes. So, yeah, paper plates are in the mix now. They're in the repertoire.
Wow.
So we're in the East Coast. Does the West Coast have a different vibe right now with you know, kind of quarantine? Do they probably do it in a different way than the East Coast? East Coast, everything feels so tight. Or specifically New York on the East Coast. Everyone feels so tight. You know, we don't really have, other than Rachel, we don't really have backyards. We got like fire escapes. So how y'all handling quarantine specifically? What's the West Coast way to do it?
Yeah, people have yards out here. I don't have yards. I don't have nothing. I'll probably have 2 yards of space inside in my little in my little apartment. But yeah, some people are out there chilling, man. Some people are taking it serious. Some people are not. I'm not risking it. I've been quarantining at home with my folks. I've been with my mom, my pa, you know, just chilling, and that's been cool. You know, I'm a caregiver, you know, already. So you know, during this time of quarantine, I'm just spending a little extra time because I'm working from home, and I'm cooking a lot more for my kids, aka my parents. So that's been cool. It's just hard to find activities, you know, like trying to find activities for my parents, like to keep them occupied because they want to go outside. Like, no, we're not going outside. You guys are, you know, in that demographic that this thing could really affect you. So I'm finding activities. My dad takes apart appliances around the apartment because he wants to see how they work. And
they never work correctly after that. This used to be a microwave.
I've never seen a toaster make that much noise.
Why you got hydraulics on this? Come on.
Yeah, man. It's unplugged and it's smoking. It's like how's this possible?
How has your like writing, like your stand up, like has that changed now that you're at home all the time, or are you still keeping that routine with writing?
That's a great question. I've actually ramped up the writing, but the interesting part is like I had a system of I'll think of stuff during the day, I'll jot it down, I'll have my daily writing sessions here and there. But I could try my material that night. I can't do that anymore. So now I threw everything off, and I think my anxiety has gone up of like, oh, man, I want to try this. And, you know, at first I was a little against like Zoom stand-up comedy shows. Mm-hmm. But I gave in because I had all this material that I felt excited about. I'm like, I have to try it some way, somehow, instead of, you know, a tweet. Like, I want to be able to verbalize it. So, I mean, I'm still writing. I think I'm writing just more because I'm home more, you know.
Hey, if you need audience laughter, you know, we can come. We can join your online comedy show, and we'll provide the audience laughs.
I would love to be that, the cackler. Can I be that? That cackle guy.
I'll make sure to have 2 drinks with me because I know that's the minimum, and I'll just have one. Yeah,
2 drink minimum,
and I'll just have that set there. Yo, have you done what about like? Have you ever done like maybe like a like a group voice note? Like you do like a 1 minute little like thing, and you just put it out, and you'd be like, yo, what do you think? Or
I literally got to the point where I was gonna look up an audience laughter reaction on YouTube and just talk to my phone. Hey, why didn't you cross the road? And then just hit it, ha ha ha! Like, oh, thank God.
Jamie does that on a daily basis, so you should check in with him and see what.
Yeah. Send me a link, bro. Give me some good audience laugh. Send me a link.
Workshops to stuff.
I'll send you a bunch. You can.
Do you have a group chat with all your comedian friends? Like, are you guys like doing therapy amongst each other? Like, yo, I'm getting an itch. Like, what's up?
We're staying in contact. You know, we have a lot of friends out here who just, you know, we stay in contact, making sure they're, you know, they're mentally good. You know, running ideas by each other, so we got a good support group out here, man. I'm very lucky.
Well, you have a special. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so we originally met shooting Bring the Funny for NBC, right, which was about a year ago, right? Look at how that works.
We were in the same actual, like the same
round,
the same round. Yeah. And we lost that round. But Neo did repost our show. that was the big thing that we took from it. Yo, Neo reposted, yo.
Nice. Neo, the artist.
Because we had Jerry Elmo de Foga, Jerry Diaz from our group. He playing Neo in the Pitbull sketch. You, my friend, you went far, man, and people loved you. You were hilarious. We saw you live as well. We were there. We were like, yo, Jesus is killing it. So
you guys are very
so we were happy for you. You know, we were crying afterwards for our own thing, but we were like, yo, it's so cool that so many cool people that we met got through, and you were one of them. How was that experience for you overall?
I mean, I was gonna say you guys are funny too, but that's like we all bring a certain like funny to like comedy. The scope of comedy is this big old thing, and there's many quadrants, you know, and it's a little tough to go as a comedian in whatever quadrant, you know, you're working towards, like to go into a competition setting. That's always so difficult, you know, because I believe comedy is very subjective. You know, what this person finds funny may not be what this person finds funny. And it's challenging. You know, I had a great time on the show, but you know, when it came time that I got eliminated, it was like, oh man, it was a bummer. But at the same time, like you said, I was so happy for all the comedians that moved on and, you know, that moved on to the finals, the people who won, like everybody involved. I think that was the great through line, that I was happy for everybody. It was cool to, you know, make new friends, reinforce old comedic relationships there. It was a nice experience overall, I think.
Yeah, definitely. It was a lot of fun. And we met a lot of people that we really connected with, you know, not just on a comedic level. Everybody was just cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was so fun. The food was good too. You know?
Yeah, man.
Frank and I were there. We snuck in. We ate some of the food too. We know what you mean.
Yeah. I have a very small like checklist for like, that's how I keep myself happy. It's like, how was it? They had good food. It's like, no matter what it is, they had food.
It's like, yeah, it's like the snacks and the tea assortment. Once I saw that backstage, the first day on set, I was like, they have like 7 different kinds of tea back there. We are golden.
Yeah, probably like the survivors of the survivors of the Titanic probably were like, yeah, you know, the food was good at least. You know,
we're gonna drown with full stomachs. Okay.
At least I have the filet mignon still going through peristalsis in my body.
Before the iceberg, I mean, the buffet was just great.
Yeah, all that was cookies. I was thirsty anyway. All right.
Did you have to like sort of prep differently for the competition? Because I know when you're doing a stand-up and you're performing at night, but what about for the competition? Like, how was that to prep for that?
I mean, it was interesting, you know, to be in that setting and, you know, having to do like a set that I, you know, prepare beforehand. And, you know, I've prepared material before, like for like a late night type thing. So that's what it felt like. But I mean, the nerves are different, you know, now it's like you're being, I guess, being judged, you know, that was the thing. And there was 3 judges that kind of decided whether or not, you know, they wanted you to move on. And I guess that nervousness thing is what I wish I would have prepared better for, because I was like, mm-hmm. so nervous. I was, man, like, I don't think I ever let my fingers get back to the point where I can crack them. I cracked them once, and the whole time I'm like, oh, they're not cracking again. I was like looking for that, like something. Give me something, Knuckles. But I was nervous. I was nervous the whole time.
Yeah, it was. It's just a crazy experience. Like, it's rare that you have to be judged like right after you do something. It's just plus by celebrities that you know.
I know. You got
Jeff Foxworthy, like, well, I mean, I thought it was good, and I'm like, yo, this Jeff Foxworthy is just like
this Jesus guy.
Yeah. No, they were great. You know, Jeff and Chrissy Teigen and like all 3 of them. Like, at the end of the day, it's like. It was good feedback. It was like, I took it as constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Like, you know, oh, okay. It, you know, these are veterans, or, you know, they just have a different lens. And at the end of the day, I think that helps, you know.
I was nervous that they were going to like edit our stuff down for TV. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Like, no, you never know. Like, you know, because with these reality shows, I was like, do not, you know, put us in a compilation of sketches. You know what I mean? Like, earlier tonight, and then like give us like a quick scene. I was like, you better show our whole sketch. So I was glad that they did.
The Creative Arts Emmys, like, and winner of the Creative Arts Emmys that were held earlier today in Los Angeles are.
I was nervous. I think Rachel too. We were nervous. We didn't want them to show us like once we lost, like our reaction.
Oh, forget it.
So, They didn't show that. But like, we were hoping like, yo, get the camera out. It would have been like, get the camera out of my face, all right?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I said, why is Jamie wearing mascara? Like, why is he crying? Like, I didn't know that he was wearing so much makeup. So
I thought I heard somebody on the walkie-talkie say, there's a crazy Latina walking around trashing all the tea bags. Can somebody catch her, please, at the gate? It was one of those.
All right, guys. Let's go to a little commercial break, huh? Jesus, do you remember the first time you performed after the competition? Was there like a little, you know, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got this thing that I went far. Yo, what's up? Do you have a
different I think I performed that night that I got eliminated. I performed that night. I had a set, and it was like a nice redeeming thing. It was like my energy was like off, but it was nice to go in there and do new jokes and just stuff that I was still, I never really stopped writing. It was like, I have a hard time turning off my brain. Not to say that they're funny jokes, but just ideas come to mind. And I was able to go on stage that night at the Comedy Store and, do my late night 50-minute spot. And I was able to try new material. So that felt good. That was like the release I was looking for. And I was like, all right, well, you know, if I didn't move on there, it's like it's back to work. You know, let's work on the next thing, on the next 5 minutes and so on.
Hey, Sue, growing up, how was growing up with the name Jesus has been for you?
That's an excellent question.
Jesus. Yeah, it's interesting because it's like, you know, some people are like, man, I'm not calling you Jesus. I'm like, oh, Jesus, you know, Jesus is fine. They're like, no, I ain't calling you that. Yeah, it's very interesting. Now this is an interesting story. So I've been going to Mexico last, you know, handful of years to perform stand up, and one of the times that I went down there, this hadn't happened the first few times. It was like maybe 2 years ago, right? So I go to Mexico, Mexico City, and I get off the plane, and they're looking at my passport, and now the papers that I had that were given to me by the promoter, there was like some paperwork. So my passport says Jesus Trejo, but there's no accent. There's no thing over, I forgot. It's over the E, right? So it's Jesus, but without the accent mark, it's Jesus.
Right.
So I realized that my real name is Jesus Trejo. Like, my mom did not write it with the accent, and there's no accent, almost like the ñ in Espanol, you know? Yeah. So the thing on the E, my mom didn't put that because, you know, it's Jesus. And so I realized that technically my real name is Jesus Trejo, but nice. It's Jesus. That's what my mom, you know, named me. So it was interesting. I didn't know that they paid that much attention to detail, you know, when you're going over there. It was interesting.
Did the teachers in school, were they like, Jesus?
Oh, of course, they couldn't wait. If I'm saying this correctly, Jesus. No, you said it perfectly incorrect.
Hello, I'm sorry, your holy one. You don't have your homework today? Well,
you know what's funny? It's like, you'd be surprised how many people don't know how to spell the name Jesus. It's one of the oldest names, I think. It's pretty there from the get-go, you know, from the beginning of time, I'm willing to say. Mm-hmm. You go to Starbucks, man, it's like,
oh, no.
What's your name, Jesus? And they just like, there's like that second of, how you spell that? So like J-E-S-U-S. Oh, like Jesus. Yeah, just like Jesus. Or sometimes they put Jose. I don't know why they do that. That's a common way they write it. Just Jose. I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm not going to argue that.
Close. I wonder if the real Jesus. I wonder if the real Jesus got that. Like, if the apostles were like, yo, Jose. He's like, yo, don't call me that. How many times I got to tell you, Joseph?
I wonder what they did at the Starbucks at Nazareth. I wonder what they checked. Well, Jesus, you got some big things of Guan, right? You got this special coming out on Showtime, Stay at Home, which was controversial. Stay at Home, son. So you need to clarify that for the crew here at Latinos Out Loud. How do you say the title of the special on Showtime?
Stay at Home, son. It's no apostrophe. It's not like stay at home, son. It's stay at home, son. I wish I would have put the little a little comma in there. But, yeah, I named the special that back in, you know, it was already in the paperwork. So, come down to November 2nd. That's when I taped it in North Hollywood. Stay at home, son. That was the name of the title. My first one-hour special with Showtime. And, you know, finally, here it is. Yeah, so here it is. May 29, Friday, 9 p.m.
How exciting. So can you tease us a little or give us a snippet or what can we expect from this special?
Well, I basically talk about just my upbringing. You know, it's like I was very excited that I was able to break up the special. This is just my own writing, like what I wanted to kind of convey. And I broke it up in thirds, almost like a screenplay of sorts. It's like the first 20 minutes, it talks about my upbringing in Long Beach, California, where I come from. And the next 20 minutes, you know, talks about my parents and, you know, what they sacrificed to get here. You know, generational gaps, you know, cultural gaps that, you know, between me and my parents and, you know, trying to explain to my dad that like, you know how hard it is to explain ripped jeans to your immigrant father? Like, that's tough. Like, wait, you bought these? Like, you're not going to work for the rips? Like, nah, like, I bought them. It's like, all right, you know. Shit. Explain to my dad that I paid to run a marathon. He's like, you paid money to go run. I'm like, yeah. He's like, you couldn't walk on the sidewalk for free? I'm like, I didn't even think about that, to be honest. I just talk about these great experiences. I talk about running a marathon and, you know, just growing up in Long Beach, you know. You know, there's hoods everywhere, and I grew up in a very specific hood, you know, east side Long Beach, and, you know, I talk about what it's like to be this nerdy guy in this hood-ass place, so I hope you guys could check it out, you know, it's, my first one-hour special, so I'm very, very excited.
Congratulations. What's the difference between...
Thank you.
What's the difference between, I understand that it's a half hour, 1 hour, but like preparing for, what's the difference between preparing for a 30 minute and an hour?
So an hour, I feel like, so like a 30 minute, you kind of, you know, you can get into a, you know, a few premises, but an hour, I think, especially with this first hour, I definitely wanted to make an introduction of who I am as a person. You know, it's almost the tone that I wanted to go was like one man show. So with it being my first 1 hour special, I think the difference is that it's like I want it to be a story arc. So, you know, in the beginning, I talk about, you know, being born and raised in Long Beach, California. So I'm setting up these variables and, you know, I talk about my parents. And then at the end, I kind of, you know, define everything. I use all the variables that I defined in the beginning. And I have kind of a 20-minute story that encapsulates everything. You know, my sensibilities from when I was a kid, what my parents are going to say and react to this situation of me running a marathon. And then, you know, I gave you a raw story of, you know, showing me, you know, showing my heart. So I guess the difference, at least for me, is that an hour is like a whole arc. You know, I'm trying to do a story arc and kind of have a payoff at the end and build up to it.
And you're also doing some great work over on Mr. Iglesias too, right? Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about that before we wrap?
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, there's a new season coming out this year. I don't know the exact date, but I'm looking forward to it. And it's a trip. I end up playing a teacher at my old high school. I went to Wilson High School in Long Beach.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and also, I didn't know until I was on the show, but Gabriel Iglesias went and graduated from the same school, like almost 10 years apart, you know, 10 years apart from one another. And, you know, to be a part of such a great show, the writers are amazing, the cast are amazing. It's super funny just to play like a teacher at my old school and be on set like that. It's been surreal. I play on one of the episodes. I'm one of the mask. I play the mascot. I'm like, this is crazy. but I'm excited. I'm, you know, a new season comes out and, you know, I'm in a couple episodes and, you know, keep your eyes peeled.
And we also, before we leave, You also got a cool show called Tacos con Todo from on First We Feast.
Yeah.
So tell us a little about that, because like once I heard what it was about, I'm like, I'm going to binge through all these.
Yeah, man. No, it was a super awesome project with the good people over at First We Feast. They Complex and First We Feast, and it was a Tacos con Todo, and it was basically mapping out all the great taco spots here in LA, which there's a lot of great like underground little taco spots, trucks, some of them are restaurants, but we just do a deep dive, and I get to hang out with, you know, comedians. Some are already new, some of them were new friends that I can call new friends now, and yeah, we just do a deep dive. And what I love about it is that we got to also talk to the owners of the restaurants and the taco trucks and find out the recipe, the history behind it. So that aspect I really love, and talking shop I love, and food, again, you know, food is my zodiac sign. So it was so cool.
As New Yorkers, we're gonna watch that show and just be like, damn, yo, we ain't got taco spots like that around here.
You gotta get over here. Yeah, but season two is on the way. We're in pre-production now, and you know, season two coming up, man. I'm really excited for it.
Yeah.
One time for Jesus Trejo. Congrats on everything. Thank you so much for your time and sharing some jokes with us.
Yeah, no, thank you guys. You guys are very sweet. Thank you for having me. This is great. And yeah, it's great to see you guys, and a pleasure to meet you guys as well. And yeah, thank you so much, man.
Yeah, man.
You guys, it is now time for the Fuchila Fresheners sponsored Que Lo Que segment. Have you gone to Fuchila Fresheners yet? Go to FUCHILAFresheners.com and use code LOL20 for 20% off. So, Jesús Trejo, Que Lo Que, loco?
Hey, Que Lo Que es? I'm excited for my new 1-hour Showtime special titled Stay at Home Son. It premieres Friday, May 29th at 9 p.m. And also, if you go on my Instagram, at Jesús Trejo, the number one, I have a link there. And from what I'm told, there's a 30-day free trial. So you can check out the special, check out the other programming there on Showtime. And yeah, don't miss it. Showtime, May 29th, Friday, 9 p.m. First 1-hour special, Stay at Home Son. And you can catch me on my social medias, Twitter, at Jesús Trejo, Instagram, at Jesús Trejo, and the number one, or jesustrejo.com.
You know, basically, just follow me at Jay Ferns Instagram, J_Ferns Twitter, and I just got a special message to my barber. Stop ignoring my texts, all right?
Well, sir.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just asking how you doing, and I want to know, like, how healthy are you, and if you're willing to make a trip, which is, I mean, that's it, but you don't got to ignore me. All right, Dagoberto? I thought we were closer than that.
Oh, it's him, because I know you have three barbers. You got to be specific.
Well, the other two haven't answered me either. So, but yeah, that's it.
Do you suffer from the Trump coronavirus blues? Well, guess what? You're in luck. The People Theater Project (PTP) is to the rescue. Every Thursday at 2 p.m., tune into PTP's Facebook Live, Uptown Palante with Mino Lora. This is really dope. They get local artists, kids, everybody. So check it out. And Uptown Collective. And then also Corriente Latina. Check them out. And then I have a special shout out. Every Thursday at 10 a.m., the World Central Kitchen is giving out fresh produce at our East Harlem community through their farmers market that takes place at La Fonda Boricua on 106th Street. So if you know anybody needs fresh food, produce, go check it out, La Fonda Boricua on 106th Street, every Thursday at 10 a.m. And for me, it's Juan Bag on all the platforms.
All right. Okay, for me, first I want to give a shout out to Hierro. Much love and respect to our Latino gang over at Hierro.com. That's LLERO.com, the news and lifestyle platform for Latino men. Join the squad and share your stories. The Hierro Contributor Network is looking for content creators. No experience necessary. Visit Hierro.com/contribute to sign up. Just follow me at Rachel La Loca. We just had our hilarious show this past Saturday through the People Improv Theater's Facebook page. So look, you can look forward to some snippets popping up on my IG. Shout out to all the ladies who were part of the hilarious show. And shout out to everybody out there listening to us. And go ahead, Frank. My kick it to you.
All right. Guys, I want to give a huge rest in peace. So as the youngsters would say, sleep in peace to a longtime Washington Heights resident by the name of Terrence Freeman. I went to school with Terrence. He passed away this past Mother's Day. And I want to give him a huge shout out. He, a lot of people from the Heights loved him. He was very well known up here on IG. He goes by the name of T_got_millions. He was involved with Bitcoin or what have you. And I want to give him a huge shout out and a huge love and light going forward. And in the other levels of life, maybe Tibby's up there with him. They didn't live too far from each other, by the way. And by the way, the last day I saw Tibby, I saw him. And I want to give a huge shout out to him and all the people that loved him. He, the Heights took a huge hit with him. And I want to just give him a huge light and love to Terrence Freeman. Thank you.
And on that note, we out!
Yeah!
Thanks for helping me fill out the census form.
Of course.
Why is my arm attached to this lie detector test?
It doesn't matter. I'm going to give you some facts about the census, and you tell me if they're true or false. One, the census form can only be filled out on paper.
True.
Ow!
False. The census can now be completed on paper, by phone, and online at census2020.gov.
Did you just shock me?
Only because you got it wrong. The information you fill out is confidential.
False.
Ow!
True. Your records are private for 72 years.
Okay, is there a less painful way to do this?
Citizenship status is not part of the census.
I'm afraid to answer.
If you skip the question, that's an automatic shock.
Okay. True.
You're right. All residents must be counted no matter their citizenship status. Look at you, already learning, Vago.
Hey, Rachel, you ready to help me fill out my census?
Jamie, leave before it's too late.
He's done now.
You know what? I'm going to just fill it out online.